At least I don't deliver their wicked wings every weekend.
I deliver them to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the mother roast.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah. Who's ready to party?
Party! Yeah!
Woo! These two people hate each other, and we're going to figure out which one's the funnier one. They're going to hurl some insults, they're going to do all that stuff, and you guys are going to decide. Your first contestant. Women say they smell him in the bushes before they see him in the bushes. It's Seth Nadasan. Yeah! Your next contestant kind of looks like a Pokemon. The only one that doesn't fit inside a Pokeball. Give it up for Alan Fang! Yeah. All right, who wants to roast first?
People who spy on ladies first.
All right, I go first. Anything to say?
No, yeah. I said something.
What are the rules again?
All right, get out of here.
One roast each. Good luck.
And Alan.
So, Alan's parents weren't too keen on his choice to pursue comedy. They always hoped he'd take over his father in the family business as the supreme leader of North Korea.
The only thing you lead are women down alleyways. Now, I know this looks like a guy suing Uber Eats for making him fat, but this is a roast of the highest order. Now, Seth is gross. He's renowned as a gross guy. He's so gross that after girls suck his dick, he always offers them mint sauce to make up for it.
Thank you, Asian Peter Griffin. Alan looks like Bruce Lee if he was stung by bees.
Thank you. The worst part with sleeping with Seth is how he asks his partner if they've come. He shouts at them going, "Huzzah!" Cricket. I'm just joking. The worst part about having sex with Seth is when you have to go home and he has to drive you home in the Uber.
Hey.
Alan's dick so small, the first time I saw it, I thought it was his belly button. His dick's so small, he shoots ping pongs out of him.
Wait, what?
Wow.
See, it's a vagina. It's a vagina joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry, guys. I didn't understand it either. I actually heard that Seth doesn't wear condoms in bed. He says that he's allergic to them. Wow, I guess he's allergic to asking for consent as well.
What the fuck is this?
But Seth is a creep. He's a renowned creep. I heard that he only battled me because he thought I was a big-breasted woman. That's
you
why
are.
He. That's why he. Seth's making a lot of jokes about my weight. He's just a bit emotional because this is the closest he's come to a dad bod since his father's funeral.
Holy shit!
Alan is not his actual name, it's his white name. His Chinese name is Fat Fuck.
Jesus.
Oh my God. Alan runs a comedy room called Big Sumo, which is ironic because I've never seen him run in my life.
Thank you, Mindy, failing to justify your position in Yeah Man. Seth, ironically, the only office Seth's been in is in the office of sex crime detectives for questioning. Seth is actually where we get the stereotype that Indian men are horny. He's like their patient zero, which is ironic because Seth has told me he has zero patience when he sees an ass he wants to grab. Sound guy likes it. Just be more like the sound guy, guys. Come on.
Fun fact, just like the Great Wall of China, Alan's stomach can be seen from space.
Oh, my God.
That
doesn't look like it
hurts.
I'm not a rapist.
Oh, my God. Get him, Alan. Get him, Alan.
Touched you without asking him. This guy.
All right, let's pull out the big ones. So there are actually many Indian. There are many Indian CEOs, aren't there, in Fortune 500 companies? It's just a shame that Seth is an Indian PEDO. Seth has a 5 o'clock shadow on all the time, just to remind him when what time of the day that school children are most vulnerable. So I feel like Seth could get cast in a high school staging of the musical Aladdin, which would never happen, of course, because he's not allowed within 50 meters of a school. I'm not within allowed 50 meters of a joke.
Are you writing notes?
No. Correct my delivery.
I can normally tell where an Asian person is from just by certain features. And just by looking at Alan, you can really tell that he's Down syndrome.
Oh my god!
I like the way his.
Go back to the fat jokes, man.
What the fuck?
No, you're sorry. Yeah.
I like the way his lip quivered after saying that joke.
I've said the wrong thing.
Oh no.
I thought that was good.
Thank you, the great Carly's manager.
Bum bum.
Down syndrome
term
was way better.
I think I should have got more for that one.
Thank you, Vivek rams a dildo in his asshole. Alright, cut the great Carly one. I ask. When Seth's not stealing sanitary disposal bins from public toilets, he's at home praying like this. Not because he wants to be in touch with God, but it's because he can pretend there's a big vagina in front of his face.
Oh my God! What the fuck?
I'm just joking. Seth is actually a big creep. He's a big old creepy guy. He's actually invented a couple products to help him in his, perverted ways. Yeah, I actually have a couple of the products that he's made. I'll show you them now. This is a product he invented. It's an amnesia-flavored vape. It's his new big thing that he's giving out, giveaway. Get a close-up of that. This is another one. He's invented a Plan B. It's just a brochure he gives girls to explain why it's better if he comes in their mouth.
Oh my god!
This is him, by the way. This is not me. And this is the last thing he's invented. It's this. It's the invisible condom. He swears it works. He promises. Nah, but do another fat joke.
Skip that one. Alan thinks women are like gyms. He's seen them, but he's never been inside one. Alan sees a killer like KFC because he's been inside a killer and he's been inside a KFC.
Oh my god.
Multiple times.
At least I don't deliver their Wicked Wings every weekend.
I deliver them to you. Three times a day.
Thank you.
Extra crispy. Do this one. Do this one here.
Okay.
He's got some comebacks. He's got some comebacks.
Comebacks. Seth vapes a lot. Seth vapes a lot. Seth's a bit like a vape himself. Because he's bright and colourful. He's harmful to children. And he's about to be criminalised in Australia. The only difference is that vapes actually smell nice.
Give it up for Gigi Pindick.
Oh, my God!
Alan had a role in the hit movie Crazy Rich Asians. He played all the Asians. Because they all look the same.
Thanks for clarifying your racism.
Wow.
Jesus.
Wow. I also thought that was good anyway.
Seth's a pussy. Seth's a big pussy. I heard that India only became known as a subcontinent after Seth was born. Subcontinent, I said. Seth's such a coward that when racist white people tell him to go back to where he came from, he tries to enter his mother's pussy. But only after he sucks with a mango lassie out of it first.
Jesus. Holy shit.
I think we can all agree Alan was funnier bald. Now he looks like an angry lesbian. Alan claims to be the face of Yeah Mad. He's also the face of diabetes, high cholesterol, and extra small condoms.
Sat's a real sweet look. If you don't like the first couple, you're not going to like the rest. Sat's a real sweet looking guy, you know, really nice looking guy. The kind to smile during a station.
Holy God.
That he's doing to himself.
Why wouldn't you smile then?
Seth's such a cool looking guy. He looks like the type of guy to go around to schools to teach kids not to do drugs. Without him, he wants to join them.
Thank you, Shang-Chi's. Alan switches up his fashion style all the time, but no matter what he tries, he'll always look like a communist. So with Alan's lifestyle, it's pretty clear that he won't ever reach 70 kilos. From the very start? That's all I have. That's all. That's it.
That's it. Oh yeah, bro. You make me so proud to be flying.
All right.
So, killer one.
Guys, questions for these contestants? Any questions? Maybe what the fuck happened? Or?
Oh, hang on, I got one more. Can I still do one?
No, time's up.
I got a good one though. Can I do it?
Yeah, I go.
I got to earn some respect back. Look. Alright, Seth's never dated an Indian girl. Ironically, the only way that he would date an Indian girl is through an arranged marriage. But his parents would never do that, you know, because one of them is now dead.
I thought you said it was a good one.
Well, I'm building up to it. I'm building up to it. I'm building up to it.
Maybe.
Okay. Alright.
I heard that Seth keeps his father's remains in an urn above his television. That way he can have the ashes on TV every night.
Alright. Now,
I love the thumbs
it's the voting. It's voting time.
$14. That's how much this pro tour cost me.
Jesus.
Seth, what's your favorite thing about Alan?
I think that little flower. I really like that little flower he's got going on.
Wow, what a back.
As soon as he takes it off, I fucking hate him. I actually like you today.
You'll be the first person to deflower him. It's infectious.
My favorite part about Seth is his smile.
Oh. When I masturbate, apparently.
I want to know why it looks like you're about to start a tech company, but you look like you wear a helmet to the grocery store.
Perfect. Should we just ask for insults instead of questions, or?
That's kind of nice for me. I like that one. All right, let's do this.
Oh my God. He controls you?
No, you're right. Yeah, he controls me.
All right. Who thinks this guy won?
Yeah!
This guy.
Yeah.
And who thinks that Seth won?
Yeah!
Undefeated, baby, undefeated.
Oh, man, that was lackluster, though.
One more time, just so he feels it.
So I was a sweat in my eyes. I was a sweat in my eyes. The sweat on my
All right.
That's what it was like.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner, Seth Madison. Yeah. Hug it out. Kick him in the ball.
Yeah. Do it. Oh, yeah. Oh, I love that. Hell yeah.
I'm not.